inflation. Music festivals are being priced out of Chicago by Kit Montgomery. Last year, Square Roots Festival, a once-free street festival in Chicago, had to ask its attendees for donations because of the rising price of fees associated with putting on a music fest. In the last 2 years, three festivals have left Chicago, starting last year with the Silver Room Block Party, initially a free single-day event, then turned into a ticketed two-day event, which came to a close after 19 years due to the cost of production for the event. The next was Hyde Park Summerfest, which announced it would be shutting down after 9 years following this year's fest. Organizers cited rising costs for running the two-day event as the main reason for its closure. Last year, and most significant, was the Pitchfork Music Fest, which hasn't announced why it was leaving or where it was going. On the organization side, the price of organizing a music festival is increasing. Post-pandemic, the production costs for running a festival have gone up by an average of 20%. Lollapalooza, Chicago's most popular music fest, has also experienced ticket price gouging. Lollapalooza ticket price for three-day general admission passes in 2024 was $409 before taxes. 10 years ago, the ticket price for three-day general admission was $250. In 2005, Lollapalooza's first year in Chicago, the ticket price for two-day GA passes, as the festival started with 2 days, was $85 if you bought from the initial sale. As it got closer to the festival, it was increased to $115. Despite the ticket price increasing well past the cost of inflation, which would have made passes $140.70, the fest this year saw record attendance. Another major festival in Chicago, the Windy City Smokeout, a country barbecue-themed festival, also saw price rise that outpaced inflation. This year's ticket price for a four-day GA pass was $255.95. In 2013 and 2014, Windy City Smokeout's ticket prices were $75. Pitchfork Music Festival's ticket prices this year were $219 for three-day GA passes. A decade ago, three-day GA passes were $130. In the fest's first year, 2006, two-day GA prices were $25. North Coast Music Festival, one of the largest EDM music festivals in the U.S., had the same issues with the rise in ticket prices. This year's three-day GA passes were $232. In 2014, three-day GA passes were $149. In 2010, three-day GA prices started at $75. Riot Fest, Chicago's largest independently run festival, also outpaced inflation with its ticket prices. This year's three-day GA tickets were $249.99. In 2014, three-day GA passes were $149.98. In 2005, when the fest first started, three-day tickets, each sold separately, were $82.50, or $27.50 each. This summer alone, Chicago had over 40 music festivals. As the third largest city in the U.S. and one of the most central cities, Chicago is ripe with fests of all kind, but the tides are changing. On November 12, 2024, Pitchfork Fest Music Fest announced it would be leaving Chicago after 19 years. Pitchfork's official announcement said, "To our Chicago festival community, as the music festival landscape continues to evolve rapidly, we have made the difficult decision not to host Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago in 2025. Earlier this year, Riot Fest announced it would be moving from Douglas Park in the city to SeatGeek Stadium just outside of the city, before moving back to Douglas Park 1 month before the fest. Riot Fest cited Chicago Park's district's new tax and denial of the fest's proposal as their initial reason for leaving Douglas Park. The price of music festivals is higher than ever for attendees and organizers alike, even outside of the tickets. Music festivals are costly events for consumers with all kinds of unexpected expenses like travel, lodging, and food, which is often at a high markup. Something needs to be done about the rising costs of both attending and organizing a festival. Chicago is at risk of losing, and already has lost, some of the community created by the festivals that are leaving."